Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mystics Media Day continuing on the Team 980. Craig Hoffman with Kiki Iriafin, fourth overall pick in the 2025 WNBA Draft. Kiki, great to see you. I feel like, you know, you do the off-camera thing, and then you say the same stuff on camera, and like, I've said nice to meet you three times. She's lovely. It's great to meet her. We don't need to do that again.
She's lovely as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, unbeknownst to you, I talked to Lindsay Gottlieb a couple weeks ago.
Oh, gosh.
She had amazing things to say. Okay. And the thing that struck me about what I talked about with Lindsay that also struck me about you at the press conference, and really, frankly, even on draft night, was you are someone who has both style and substance. And that, like, is in your game. And obviously, on the draft night, you have this beautiful dress, but it's also paying homage to your heritage. And I brought that up to Coach, and she was like, that is who she is. So I'm curious for you, like, living that experience, living that life, yeah. Like, how much fun do you have leaning into, you know, sometimes just being light and fun, sometimes, you know, having those deeper conversations and the different dynamics that you get to experience with people? Good softball, easy question to start. Not deep at all.
Just super easy. Oh, no, I love it. I kind of talk with my teammates, and we joke that I have a bunch of different personas. Like, when I'm on the court, I can be like stone cold, but then I can also be very like joyous, but then off the court I'm super bubbly, like I have such a loving personality, but I kind of love kind of mixing and matching depending on what the situation is. I can be very lighthearted and fun, but I could also be like, you know, very intentional about what I'm talking about. But I think it's just like all the places I've been. I went to Stanford, I went to a great high school, I went to USC, so a bunch of different areas that have helped shape me into this kind of shapeshifter, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's just something that I've kind of always been. I've always been someone that can kind of go with the flow of whatever situation I'm in.
Yeah, you could say shapeshifter. You also just say you have layers. It's you're dynamic.
I
like
that
like you have a like we hear that phrase, right? Like a dynamic personality. But I think the thing that also strikes me is the intentionality. And like, it's a little moment, but at the press conference, like, people start asking questions. There's this rhyme or rhythm of like, we've all been through this a million times before, and you just like stop down and you're like, no, hi, hello, great to meet everybody. And I'm curious where that comes from. Like, is that your parents? Is that the community that raised you? Is that something that you kind of picked up at Stanford? Like, where does that very human touch come from?
I would say definitely my parents, kind of starting with them, like having manners, being respectful to everybody around you. Like, you're never bigger than anybody. So I don't see myself as greater than whoever's around me or whoever's interviewing me or doing something for me. Like, I see us as equals. And I think also at my different institutions, Stanford, USC, like, same thing. When we left an arena, we cleaned up after ourselves. We said thank you to whoever helped us do something. So kind of just being respectful. Like, we're all humans at the end of the day. But I would say, like, with my family definitely started that with me.
Stanford was obviously an incredible experience for you. Yeah. And then you make the shift to USC, and I talked to Lindsay about this obviously as well, but I want to hear your side of it. Like, why enter the portal? Mm-hmm. And then why USC, and what did you hope to get out of that experience? And then ultimately, did you get what you wanted out of it?
Yeah, it was a tough decision to leave Stanford, somewhere that I had kind of grown up into the person and player that I am today, and just leaving all my friends. I had a great thing going, so it was really hard to leave that. But I really had to reflect on, what do I want in the next year? I wanted to win a national championship. I wanted to be challenged. I wanted to prepare myself for the WNBA, and I felt like going to USC would help me do that. It was also close to home, which was something that was important to me in my last season, to have all the people that helped me get there to be able to see me consistently. But I think, you know, USC really challenged me offensively, defensively, playing with other great superstars and great guards. That's what it's going to be like in the league, and figuring out how can I make an impact, maybe if it's not all about me. So I think, you know, I grew in a lot of aspects of my game. I grew mentally, I grew as a leader, and I think all of those things have already been translating in my 1 week that I've been with the Mystics, but it will continue to translate as I, you know, rookie year is going to be hard. So
yeah.
Going through all of that, I feel very confident because I've gone through stuff in the past.
I was also surprised, but not, to learn that you graduated in Stanford 3 years too, which I'm only surprised because then it's like, how does someone do that? I couldn't graduate from Stanford if given all the time in the world, but that's okay. So you got all that done at Stanford, and then you go to USC, and I'd imagine also, like, there's a learning about learning that mm-hmm. happens because you have to learn a new system. What did you learn about how you learn, how you integrate new information as a basketball player, and then how does that help you as you get started in your WNBA career?
Yeah, I learned that I pick up things pretty fast, especially if it's visual. If you show me something visually, I'll get it immediately. Sometimes the verbal cues, it's like, wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But I'm a quick learner, and I'm someone that is not afraid to ask questions. So I'll ask my coach, like, what do you mean by this? What is this supposed to look like? I'd ask the returners, what does this look like? And I feel like the same thing here. You know, our coaches want us, as a rookie, you want to know it quickly, you want to know it fast. One take is kind of what they talk to us about. So something that I feel like USC has helped me, you know, having to go through a whole new system in 1 year, and then doing the same thing now. So I see a lot of parallels in those two situations.
Stanford, there's, you know, there's a lot of eyes, a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Cam winds up going number two out of that. But I'd assume being in the JuJu orbit was a whole different experience as well. What was that like to kind of be in that pressure cooker, knowing all the eyes are on, the gyms are full, there's celebrities sitting front row, the whole deal?
That's the most exciting part. Like, you love playing out in a sold-out arena, sold-out crowd. You don't know which celebrity's going to pop up any single night. But I wouldn't say there was pressure from that. I think that's what we, like, strive for. Like, we want that. And that just shows where the women's game has grown and gone into. But I think for me, it's just, like, knowing that there's a bunch of eyes on you every single day, and that's your new normal.
And then the other thing, too, is the travel schedule had to be crazy last year because the Big Ten, boy, are they putting the big in it now. But that's also, like, this league is a nationwide league, and yeah. You might be here on a Tuesday and playing in Seattle on a Friday. So, you know, doing the cross-country thing, like, it is what it is. So did you learn about, like, how to prepare your body, all those kinds of things? And you know, was there, like, an experimentation phase almost with that? Or did you kind of have a good plan, you think, going in that helped you handle that?
I think because I had already done most of my schooling, like, I don't know how I would have done it.
And in the interview, you guys don't know yet, but Kiki said that I'm her favorite.
Yes, that's my fave.
She's a pretty good pick.
Anyways, no, I love Aaliyah, but I'm kind of salty because her Huskies beat me and ended my college career. So
yeah,
it's a little bit of bad blood, but not really.
Well, especially because she's out here claiming that's her championship, too.
Exactly.
So
but
I could see that.
I digress.
You got the same jersey on now, so we're going to have to eventually, maybe not, like, I think you got to the rest of training camp.
Yes.
By the end of training camp, we're going to have to put that to the side.
Yes.
But, like, I think you're it's salties, and this is allowed for the moment.
Yes, exactly.
What were we talking about? Oh, your schooling was done.
And then travel and the whole deal. So I was done with my undergrad, so I didn't feel like the travel was as tough because I wasn't doing a lot of homework on the road. But I think the biggest thing I learned was recovery is super important. Being on the road, being in the plane for a lot of time, so being hydrated, recovery, and my school provided a lot of that. So definitely I'll keep that up here.
Student athlete at some schools is let's just say, skewed a little bit towards the athlete side. Stanford is not one of those schools.
At all.
What did you learn about time management as an 18, 19, and 20-year-old that you think will help you as a pro?
Yeah, it's important. Time management is important. And I think, you know, my story just shows, like, if you put your mind to something, you can do it. It won't be easy, but, like, you can definitely do it. So I wouldn't say, like, you should sacrifice one. Like, if you love, you know, medicine, you should be able to do that and play basketball. So for me, it was just about putting my head down and understand that I really want this engineering degree. So whatever it takes to do it. But I also really want to be the best of the best on the court. So I kind of just, you know, sacrificed maybe not going out to every single party, maybe sleeping a little bit less. But I wanted it really badly.
You and Georgia went to dinner the night before the draft. I asked her about this as well.
I was gonna say, how do you know that?
Well, one, you guys said it at the press conference.
Okay.
And two, then I asked her about it because you guys said it at the press conference. But what was that like for you? She said you guys had the mutual friend. I think Agnes
was
a mutual friend.
Agnes.
I remembered. So how did you guys get connected? What did you guys talk about that night? And then I want your version of kind of that moment you see each other backstage mm-hmm. after her name has been called. And you guys realize, like, oh, wow, we're really going to be teammates.
Yeah. So Georgia and I have always kind of known of each other, like, as you do in the basketball space. And then this past summer, we both got invited to the Nike camp. So we got to know each other, and we knew we had the mutual friend. So we connected a little bit. And then during draft, after having that Nike experience, we, like, connected a lot more. It was like we've been friends for years. And then the night before draft, we were like, let's just go get dinner. And we just kind of talked about, what are we excited for? Where do we want to go? What kind of all the emotions that we're feeling around draft. And then after I got picked, I like went back. I was doing a bunch of media and they were like, what, the sixth pick? And I said, what? I was like, guys, who? Like, and they said, Georgia. I said, no way. I literally grabbed my producer and I was like, Georgia, like, I love Georgia. We literally just hung out. We literally made a TikTok this morning. And for us to be teammates, I was just super excited, super special. And she's a great person, number one, has great energy and really cares about other people. And she's a great guard on the floor. And, like, she's always finding her big. So I'm excited to be her teammate and to play with her. But, yeah, I think, you know, we were meant to be teammates, truly, just looking back on all of our experiences together.
Yeah, and I know Georgia and Sony have a great relationship going back a long time, too, and there's a lot of mutual respect there. So a heck of a trio that we get here in D.C. All right.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Last two questions. I'm going to have to save all the other ones I got for an interview later in the season. But two final questions that I'm asking everybody today.
Okay.
What's the story behind your jersey number?
Oh, my jersey number in high school, my coach allowed us to pick a number. And then I don't remember what number I picked, but she said, you can't have that number. And I was like, why? She's like, because you're going to wear 44. So it was actually assigned to me. And I was like, why? And she was like, well, it was my number and I want you to take it far. So
oh,
you
wow.
wear 44.
So she,
I see. Yeah.
Your coach.
I mean, She has great vision.
Shout her out.
Coach Melissa Hurley-He, and she's someone that's still in my life and someone that I love dearly, always texts me. But yeah, and I can't imagine being any number other than 44.
I love it. I love it. All right, and then last but not least, this has been the one that I've stumped people with all day.
Uh-oh.
If I could just pull a piece of paper out and be like, all right, Kiki, I got a brand deal for you that you're not currently working with right now.
Okay.
Who's the brand that you want to see on that piece of paper?
This supposed to be a hard question?
Oh, some people are like, I got a list. I got to pick one. You got someone. No.
Chanel, reach me. My Instagram is @KikiIriefn. Let's work together. Chanel.
Easy enough. Easy for Kiki. Kiki, this was so much fun. Thank you. We'll talk to you later in the season.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.